Rima Williams is The Destroyer. Destroyer number 96, Infernal Revenue. The super-secret government agency known as CURE was created to protect America from its enemies when conventional methods could not. For 30 years, Harold W. Smith has run the agency with precision and integrity. But now, CURE is failing in its mission on all fronts. Yes, Remo?
I've had it, Smitty. I've had it with these pissant hits.
What are you saying?
You had me kill the wrong guy. I quit.
An unknown assailant is hitting the agency not from without, but from within. And CURE is being hit where it hurts the most, in its pocketbook.
Grand Cayman Trust.
I would like a cashier's check in the amount of $5 million drawn against my account.
I'm sorry. The account shows insufficient funds for us to issue that check.
That's impossible. Someone there must have made a mistake.
In that case, would you like to close out the remainder of your account? All $25 of it?
And the final insult. The submarine USS Harlequin has disappeared in North Korean waters. Its secret cargo, $5 million in gold. Its destination? The tiny fishing village of Sinanju.
Master Chon, the submarine carrying the gold is missing.
Remo! Did you hear? The gold did not arrive!
Boy, I hope nothing happened to those sailors.
It is the gold that is important. Have you learned nothing of what I have taught you?
Now Remo and Chun must brave the frigid seas of West Korea Bay to recover the gold and free the crew. Smith must use all his powers of reasoning and computer expertise to save CURE from its insidious enemy. And the security of the United States hangs in the balance. Destroyer number 96, Infernal Revenue.
Remo advanced, taking Kim Jong-il by the throat.
I give you a choice, the Wedgie of Death or the Sinanju Swirly.
I'll take the Swirly.
Jong figured, how bad could it be if it didn't include the word death? Besides, American customs fascinated him. He gave them to the bad guys in his operas.
Fine. Where's the men's room?
Jong cocked a thumb, and suddenly his feet left the floor and he was being carried by his neck to his personal washroom, legs swinging like logs hanging by lifting chains.
Master of Sinanju, this would be an excellent time to dissipate your white slave.
Chun fluttered his hands in mock helplessness.
He is a white, and therefore uncontrollable.
Shit.
The bathroom door splintered under a hard kick, and Jong found himself on his knees before his solid gold commode. The lid lifted, and he was looking into the bowl where the blue, chemically cleaned water lapped in sympathy with the inferior water system of the city.
What are you?
The flushing sound was very loud in his ears. It filled them. So did the water. In a way, it was quite exhilarating, except for the inconvenient lack of oxygen. The white flushed a second time, and Kim's cheeks were swelling even as his lungs began to labor. When his head felt ready to pop, he was pulled back into the welcome world of air.
Take a deep breath. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go again.
Three times the deer leader was forced to endure the dreaded Sinanju Swirly. And when his head came out for the third time, he was allowed to take more than one breath.
Change your mind now?
Yes. Yes. I will return the Americans alive with full and complete apology. Just do me a favor.
What's that?
Make sure Captain Yokang pays dearly for all this unfortunate trouble he's caused each and every one of us.
That comes at no extra charge.